EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini has warned the Turkish government against taking any post-coup steps that would damage the constitutional order.
We were the first, and I was personally the first during that tragic night to say that the legitimate institutions needed to be protected. We are the ones saying today rule of law has to be protected in the country. There is no excuse for any steps that takes the country away from that. Thank you.
Mogherini also noted that Turkey's democracy needs protection for sake of the country itself. She made this statement upon arrival at an EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels. Meanwhile, Austria's foreign minister Sebastian Kurz has warned that the idea of the reintroduction of the death penalty in Turkey is absolutely unacceptable. Earlier, Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan hinted at the possibility of reintroducing capital punishment to allow the execution of those involved in Friday's failed coup. Joining us now on the line from Istanbul is our correspondent, Varenya Keet. Varenya, there have been a lot of calls of concern as to how Turkey should conduct itself following the failed coup that took place on Friday night. Many have been asking Ankara to tread with caution.
Certainly, Bajia, there has been a lot of concern expressed. It's not only Mogherini who has expressed his concern out of the EU, but it's also been Johannes Hahn. He released a statement today saying that this has been a concern of the EU. It's something he's been concerned about, and that there have been, in fact, you didn't mention in your report that there has been an additional nearly 9,000 arrests overnight on Sunday, or not arrests, but suspension of duty out of the Interior Ministry. The Interior Ministry itself overnight have suspended about 8,000, to be exact, 8,777 officials have been suspended from duty across the country. They include police officers, the governors of various provinces. Turkey has 81 provinces, and also the gendarmerie. The police have needed to hand in their weapons and their IDs, which have been confiscated. And obviously, Johannes Hahn had responded to this. He said that he is quite concerned. It's what the EU had feared, and that the list of the names of the people who had been suspended seems to have been prepared beforehand. He has insisted that Turkey must uphold human rights, democracy, and fundamental freedoms. This is the mainstay. These are the mainstays of which the EU insists Turkey must respect the institutions of the country. Obviously, with such a large number of people being suspended from duty, and also with so many people over the weekend, nearly 6,000 people or more than 6,000 people in the military and the judiciary had also been detained and rounded up, which brings it to a total of about nearly 15,000 people in just 3 days of names which had been, according to Johannes Hahn, seems to have been prepared beforehand. The president, Mr. Erdogan, has indicated that Parliament will discuss the reinstatement of capital punishment or the death penalty in order to punish those people who had been responsible for the coup. On the other hand, there has also been there continues to be in Turkey among a wide spectrum of people the potential of this coup having been staged. We had in many news reports over the weekend that the person that President Erdogan has blamed for this, or that the Turkish government has blamed for this failed coup, is the cleric in Pennsylvania, Fethullah Gulen, who was the first person to suggest publicly that this might have been a staged coup. Many people in Turkey hold the same opinion. They have given various reasons why they believe this is possible. The president, Mr. Erdogan, was on holiday at the time. It seems, one of the reasons people say is that the president was able to fly in from Marmaris to Istanbul Airport at the same time, on Friday evening, while this coup attempt was underway, Atatürk Airport in Istanbul was actually under the command of the people who supposedly was trying to take over the country. The military had placed Atatürk Airport under lockdown, and at the same time, President Erdogan arrived at Atatürk Airport. So there are various inconsistencies which people continue to question in the country, and of course, the most important concern of many people in Turkey, not just the concerns expressed by Mogherini and Han, but also by many people in Turkey, the ordinary citizen as well as other politicians, is that the rule of law and democracy must take precedence over everything else. It is the reason why so many thousands of people came out onto the streets this weekend. It was in order to support democracy. But with so many people suspended in the Interior Ministry, obviously, people are also expecting a breakdown or a weakening of the civil institutions in the country.